Now shopping for your family can earn you free gas.
Fill her up, Mom!
That's because you can use Plenty Points to save money on Synergy fuel at participating Exxon and Mobil stations, the exclusive gas partners of the Plenty Rewards program. You'll get $2 in savings on gas for every 200 Plenty Points you redeem. How great is that? So download the Plenty app and activate bonus fuel offers from Exxon and Mobil today.
Way to go, Mom!
Total amount of savings depends on points earned. Maximum of 2,500 points per gas purchase. See plenty.com for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. It's treated with 2 times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code-compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
SchneiderJobs.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in prime time against Bowling Green. Kickoff set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Joe Maddon admits it's a gamble, but a gamble worth taking as the Cubs will trot out Jenho Tseng tonight. Tseng was a Cubs minor league pitcher of the year, so he will be on the mound this evening, but when will Jake Arrieta be back? Arrieta was on with the guys last hour and talks about trying to overcome his hamstring injury.
The biggest part of the progression is just pushing it to the point where there's no discomfort, no pain, and controlling the effort that way, just so you're not taking any steps back.
Meanwhile, the White Sox are pounding lumps on the Tigers this afternoon. It's 13-4, top half of the eighth inning. Johan Moncada is 4-for-4, including a home run. Avi Garcia also 4-for-4 with a home run and 6 RBIs. St. Louis leading Cincinnati 4-1. That's top seven. Also top seven, Boston in front of Oakland 3-1. And Colorado and Arizona, they are scoreless bottom half of the first inning. Goff BMW Championship up at Conway Farms in Lake Forest. Mark Leishman, maybe the round of his life. He's at 9 under par through 16 holes. He's got a chance for the course record. Jordan Spieth is at 6 under through 15 holes, 3 shots off the pace. Keegan Bradley also at 6 under par. He's in the clubhouse after shooting 65 this afternoon. And Phil Mickelson, a 5 under 66. He is 4 shots off the pace. And in pro football, Kyle Long, Marcus Wheaton, Josh Bellamy, Jordan Howard, and Prince Amukamara all limited in practice today. Today, tune into the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for First Pitch at 7:05. It's sponsored in part by White Castle. Try any 2 Belgian waffle sliders for only $4. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way, 6:30, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and then the game against the Mets, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Image Tech, Chicagoland's Konica Minolta copier and printer choice.
Please refrain from shooting lasers onto the field. Thank you.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America, in men, in males.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Yeah, it's time for us to chop it up with our guy Pete Futek from collegefootballnews.com. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Also
Pete,
on what?
Go ahead.
Watch 670thescore.com and also Facebook Live because, you know, people like to watch us do things sometimes.
Pete Futek is brought to you by Ford.
What?
Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. You can find Pete at Pete Futek, he of College Football News, and it was another week in the books and more to be learned about players, about teams. Where is the Futek football meter pointing at the moment?
Yeah, the Futek football meter is kind of pointing on a bad week of games. Yeah. I mean, the part of the problem and the thing that's going on right now in the whole college football community that no one wants to talk about because everyone's afraid in today's environment. I don't want the Jamel Hill treatment of being, you know, ripped apart on social media for being, for anything. But there's a whole slew of people out there that are sort of getting kind of grouchy with the teams canceling games because of the hurricane.
Really?
Well, because think about it. It's not just, I mean, everyone gets it. I mean, obviously, you know, you can't, you know, if you're Miami and Florida State and teams like that. But part of the problem is if you're in, like, an Arkansas state, and last weekend you had Miami come into town, You have to pay for your, like, women's field hockey team. You know, you got to pay for all these other sports athletic department type teams that don't, you know, nobody cares about. And so these are kind of big games. So it's not just about, well, you know, these teams are, you know, these games are getting canceled. Who cares? They're just games. Well, it's like, all right, you know, Florida International, you're hanging out in Mobile, Alabama. Why don't you just get on a plane and play this game in Indiana already? Like, why can't, you know, what Georgia Tech's begging UCLA, hey, come up here, just play this thing up here in Atlanta. Nah, we don't really want to do that. And so there's kind of a grumbling out there that no one can say anything about it. But at some point, it's like, all right, guys, you're practicing. Let's play football already.
So we do have, it's a matchup that used to inspire something in me when I was a kid, and I could not wait for it every single year, whether the kick be wide left or wide right. You got Florida State and Miami, and it's been a different feel because Miami hasn't been the Miami that we're used to, and I keep waiting for them to rebound. And
you have to wait longer. It's postponed, by the way, you know.
Yeah, so what are we going to do as far as rivalry games, when not just conference games, but do rivalry games feel the way they used to? We talked about Baker Mayfield with Anthony Heron yesterday and how, you know, I wish Texas was good again so that Oklahoma and Texas could mean something. The game with Ohio State and Michigan is fun, but Ohio State has been kicking their ass as of late. Like, are rivalry games as special as they used to be?
Depends on what they are. Because they change. Because, you know, when I was a kid, Oklahoma-Nebraska was like the be-all, end-all.
Right.
Miami-Florida State, like you said, that was it. That was the game. You know, but because now...
Notre Dame-Michigan.
Yeah, you have all these different conference matchups. You know, part of the problem is who's the real big dog out there? It's Alabama, and you can't really have a rivalry with Alabama when Alabama's going out there and kicking everyone's butt. You know, so it's to a point, but I almost think that's almost a better thing, because I almost hate the idea of, well, we won our rivalry game, everything's okay now, because I think people are starting to get away from that, because fans are starting to get the idea that they want conference championship. This is big. Like, Oklahoma-Texas will be a thing. So it really all matters when a team really needs a win or when the teams are really good, then the rivalry matters. But the fact that it's just, you know, oh, it's Alabama-Auburn, well, that doesn't really make a difference anymore. Like this weekend, Florida-Tennessee, that used to be the big game of the SEC each year. And now because both teams are kind of it loses its luster a little bit. The fact is just, you know, the Florida and Tennessee uniforms running on the field just doesn't quite do it just because, you know, that's a rivalry game.
A couple of points you made earlier in the week in your cavalcade of whimsy should be a point of reference for all college football fans. And all
people in general, actually.
Yes, all people of all races, creeds, and colors. You said Ohio State's fine.
Yeah.
And second of all, you said that there are as many positives, I'm paraphrasing here, positives in to take away from Notre Dame's one-point loss to Georgia as there are negatives to get people all whipped up in a frenzy.
Yeah, someone has to lose these games. I mean, that's part of the byproduct of having great team versus great team early on in the season is that someone loses. And if it's Notre Dame, Georgia, if Notre Dame just got destroyed, that'd be a whole other thing. But that's a real team in Georgia. They've got a nasty defense. They're going to win the SEC East. They got two NFL running backs. That's a very, very strong team. And the Irish had the ball. They, you know, late in the game, down 1 point, and they just happened to lose. You know, they lost a tough game. Now, if Notre Dame comes out and just, you know, lays an egg against Boston College, now we got an issue. Or if it snowballs, as Brian Kelly didn't want to talk about, then there's a problem. But for one game, all right, you know, Notre Dame hung with the team that's going to end up playing for the SEC championship and have possibly a chance to, you know, play for the college football playoff. And, you know, for Ohio State, you know, Urban Meyer's got it right. You know, look, we've done this before. You know, Oklahoma just happens to be really, really good. Now, there's no margin of error for Ohio State, but, you know, there's no margin for error when they lost to Virginia Tech a few years back and they got on a roll and they end up winning the national championship. You just, if you're a team like Ohio State and you look at your schedule coming up over the next few weeks, you kind of get everything together. You'll go on a run, you'll blow people out by 50, and then all of a sudden it'll all start to kick in, and then you got to hope that you're all Ohio State, because if you're the Buckeyes, you can't lose anyway. So if you're going to lose a game, lose it now, go on a run, and then go back to the college football playoff.
I heard you mixing it. Well, not heard you, but I saw you mixing it up with Herbie, our guy Herb Lawrence, a little bit about U of I against South Florida. I'm looking forward to that game tomorrow night because you usually don't get that center stage for University of Illinois football. And Charlie Strong is a guy who I think still might be a good coach. And I don't know what South Florida has because a couple of guys went to the NFL. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, you mean beyond Herb Lawrence using the word we when referring to football?
You're never going to coach that out of him.
It's his thing, Pete.
I always say, you can say we, but if your team goes Penn State or Baylor, it's on you. So, but yeah, Illinois's got a defense. I mean, Western Kentucky has got a pretty nasty offense still, even after losing their coach and losing play. And that Illini D just kind of rose up and shut them down. And that's sort of what you're expecting out of, you know, Lovie Smith. No one is expecting him to, you know, beat Alabama for five-star recruits or anything like this. But you thought, okay, if Lovie Smith's our head coach, the defense is instantly going to figure something out. And it's taken a little while, but I think it might have. I think it might just be a very good defense, even though the players and talent aren't quite there. But South Florida, that was kind of the presumptive favorite to be the New Year's Six team from the Group of Five champions because they get everyone back. Everyone predicted them to win every game this year. They're okay. They got a great quarterback in Quentin Flowers, who's kind of a dual threat, all-around playmaker. They don't throw the ball a lick. They run the ball really well. And if you're Lovie Smith and you're this defense and you're the Big Ten team, go play like it. And if you go out there and you can kind of figure out, okay, this dude in the back's just going to run a lot. Let's stop him and take our chances with the rest. Illinois's got a real shot and definitely has a real shot to cover with whatever that 17-point spread, I think, is.
Northwestern rolled out a big purple turd for us last week.
Well, Duke is really awesome.
Well, No, they're not.
No.
No. No, Duke's not really.
Are you asking him, Dan?
I'd like them to do well against Baylor this week, but how scary was that to sort of stare into the abyss for Northwestern and confront the difficult reality of maybe they've got a little more coaching up early to do than they thought?
Well, that again, we try to put together the puzzle of everything's going on. I joke, but boy, maybe Duke is good. I mean, because they just dominated both sides of the line. There was nothing right that happened for Northwestern. You know, I've said it before. I've said all along that Clayton Thorson, you know, should be a fringe NFL caliber, you know, quarterback, and he had no time to work. Justin Jackson was stuffed, and it was mainly because Duke just kept hanging out in the backfield all game long. Daniel Jones, one of those dual threat quarterbacks who kind of looks the part a little bit of a all around playmaker, and Northwestern just didn't have any answers. So that's, you know, you struggle against Nevada, you struggle now against Duke. All right, but last year, remember, this is a team that lost to Illinois State early on and then had problems and ended up kind of figuring it out. So it's Northwestern, you know, it's one, some days it's going to have that kind of white right day where it's going to, you know, win close games. Other days it's just going to be Northwestern. It's just not going to work. And yeah, boy, you're right. If that was just that was a bad, bad game. But again, kind of happened last year and they were able to rebound from it.
You know, there's a lot of things about Dabo Swinney that I don't like, but the man can recruit and the man can coach. You get 11 sacks against an SEC team that's ready for you in Auburn. That's saying something. With all the talent that they've lost on the defensive line to the NFL, to still have Christian Wilkins and some of the guys that are, you know, the big hogs down in the middle of the defense. Lamar Jackson is going to have his work cut out for him, but that's the marquee game of the weekend, right?
How about this is the third time around that they're doing this? They lost everybody off the defensive front 3 years ago, and they went to the national championship game. They lost everyone off the defensive front again, and they won the national championship. And then last year, they lose a bunch of guys, and this group is even better. I mean, these defensive tackles are the absolute truth. Everyone's talking about, you know, it's the year of the quarterback for NFL draft picks. You know, you've got at least five quarterbacks who could all be in the top 10, you know, if not top 6 or 7, depending on if you like Mason Rudolph and Josh Allen and
Wilkins is
guys.
A beast,
and him, and now people Baker Mayfield on everything I see.
Let me finish.
that Matt Miller himself posted a video with some commentary on there and said he is rising on draft boards.
Those are wrong draft boards, but.
My man.
No. Lamar Jackson's going to slip in there in that group. But again, Mason Rudolph, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold. I mean, this is just an epic class. Baker Mayfield's like 3'5". I mean, he's just not a NFL caliber all around, you know, passer. But anyway, those defensive tackles.
Yes.
Actually, not even defensive tackle, but even like the top four guys on that Clemson defensive front could all go top 10. I mean, that just is an amazing defensive front. And this is it. You know, if you're Lamar Jackson, we talked about it last week, where there's going to be a certain group of people out there that just aren't going to vote for Lamar Jackson no matter what. They'd be 0-2 without him. If Louisville wins this game and Lamar Jackson is great, that's it. I mean, I think that's your Heisman. That's the best player in college football, because that is an amazing defensive front that's all going to be trained on number 8.
All right, take it to the next level. You watch enough NFL football, and we've talked enough draft stuff with you. Who do you think is the most NFL-ready talent in college football? Is it Darnold? Is it Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame? Is it Trey Adams from Washington? Is it Arden Key from LSU? Who would you go with?
They all have issues. Key has got to get healthy, yeah. And McGlinchey is certainly a big-time talent. Darius Geis, I mean, if you want to just talk about, you know, the positions,
okay.
Darius Geis or Saquon Barkley, I mean, just the running backs, those guys should be in the NFL right now. But this is an epic all-around quarterback class, and that's each and every week everyone's going to be trying to micro-analyze each and every one of these guys. I'm guessing Rosen's probably the quarterback Miller and the scouts would probably like the most
over
right
Darnold.
Out of the box. Because Darnold's got problems with ball security, and that kind of hasn't reared. That dude throws a lot of interceptions, has fumbles a lot too.
Okay.
He's got the talent, but he's got a lot of work. Josh Allen, I know the scouts absolutely love him. He's got kind of a problem that he's not great at playing football, but
that's a great scouting term you got there.
If you remember Logan Thomas from Virginia Tech,
yes,
that guy had everything. He was the prototype in every way, shape, and form, yep. Except he was bad at football. And Josh Allen, as good as he is, he's not accurate. And I don't, that old adage, you can't teach accuracy, he just doesn't have that. So I think Rose, the long-winded answer, Josh Rosen would probably be your quarterback out of that bunch who would be ready right now out of this group.
Pete, always fun. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Later, guys.
Here goes Pete Futek, brought Crazy to you man. By Buffalo Wild Wings. If your weekends are reserved for football, then you should be watching the games at B-Dubs, where all fans are there for the same reason, to watch sports. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Zach Zaidman, and I'll tell you all about the Bears, everything you need to know.
I need to know stuff.
Next on The Score.
Don't miss The Score's Bears postgame show, starring former Bear All-Pro center Olin Krutz.
But what I saw on the field today was a lot of football character from a lot of guys playing hard.
Former Bear Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
It gives you hope. They're able to stick with the Falcons.
And Score's senior football expert, Paul Barkish.
Bears had four cracks at the goal line, couldn't get it done.
The Score's Bears postgame show.
This week, due to the Cubs game, heard exclusively on 670thescore.com.
Presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit InspireSleep.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. You know what would have been really nice? If that Daniel Cormier-John Jones rematch way back in July ended way back in July. But of course it didn't, because John Jones went full John Jones and tested positive once again for roids. And because it happened once before, I knew exactly what was going to happen again this time. The haters would rush to Twitter to find Cormier's handle and thumb out the same words they did last time. Jones messed everything up. Quote, fake champ. And if the irony is lost on you, let me lay that out quickly. Defending a cereal juicer and calling the known clean fighter fake is about the richest thing I think I've ever heard. And in the meantime, the real champ, Daniel Cormier, gets his real belt back because that fight was ruled a no contest. And Jones now has up to 4 years to do whatever it is you do when you wreck your career. I'm Jim Rome.
Now shopping for your family can earn you free gas.
Fill her up, Mom!
That's because you can use Plenty Points to save money on Synergy fuel at participating Exxon and Mobil stations, the exclusive gas partners of the Plenty Rewards program. You'll get $2 in savings on gas for every 200 Plenty Points you redeem. How great is that? So download the Plenty app and activate bonus fuel offers from Exxon and Mobil today.
Way to go, Mom!
Total amount of savings depends on points earned. Maximum of 2,500 points per gas purchase. See Plenty.com for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
The semi-annual sale is on once again at Mattress Firm. That means your favorite mattresses are on sale. And maybe you say, well, which one is that? I don't have a favorite mattress. Well, you will. The top name brands are on sale. Plus, right now, you can get an additional 10% off, but you have to get into Mattress Firm to check this all out.
Yeah, when you get in there, you can get a beauty rest firm queen mattress. Now just $454.99, plus get an additional 10% off. There's something for everybody. 15 queen mattresses under $699.99. Hampton and Rhodes pillow top queen mattresses starting at just $299.99. And the best part about it is not only do you get the 10% off, but you get the interest-free financing.
One of the most popular right now, 2 out of 3 people are choosing the Dream Bed Lux over the other leading memory foam mattresses. It costs $1,000 less. It has cooling technology. And right now, this deal, you're not going to beat it. You can take home the Dream Bed Lux for just $37 a month for 72 months.
Wow.
And then you can take an additional 10% off. So that gets you down to around $1 a day to sleep in that mattress. And when you are lying on it in Mattress Firm and you ask yourself, is this worth $1 a day? I think you know the answer to that. So you must get into the semi-annual sale going on now at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon was never the reason that you were in position to win the game.
It's like he stares directly into the pressure. Like it's looking at the sun or looking at cleavage or whatever. Like he's just, he is mesmerized by the pressure.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS, Monday, September 25th.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I, premiering CBS Monday, September 25th.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Of course you can. And I'll manage to get the hell
out
of his way.
I haven't decided yet.
No, you can get back to football.
Okay.
All right, fine.
I'll sign on that one. Zach Zaidman is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman.
Feel like I should have a high top fade and like, you know, plastic jogging pants and a top.
I'd pay to see
it.
You try to pull off what a high top fade would. If you actually had to have that come in.
Oh man!
And what
don't mess around.
Being...
I'll jump on a restore. You know, Ryan Sandberg and Brian Urlacher aren't the only ones that can make hair like, appear out of nowhere.
Like referee Ed Hightower, all of a sudden it's like, oh, where'd the high top fade come from?
Speaking of a man who will never have hair problems, Zach Zaidman.
Other problems, maybe. He's on the Gross Gear Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossgear.com. Zach!
Well, a good afternoon to you, too. By the way, before we get to the Tampa Bay game this upcoming weekend, let's go back to last weekend's game against the Atlanta Falcons, because we finally had a chance to talk to Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio today. And the biggest play from a defensive standpoint in that game was that 88-yard touchdown catch and run by the big tight end of the Falcons, Austin Hooper. This is what happened.
The 88-yard touchdown, when did you sense the disarray with the defense?
You know, as the ball was being snapped,
big on that play, it seemed like Quentin, his focus was more on the side of Julio Jones. Is that kind of the danger when you're trying to focus too much attention on a guy at that elite level, maybe, you know, going forward with a guy like Mike Evans, where that safety who's supposed to be in the middle might gravitate toward that side?
Yeah, it just, you know, John spoke a bunch about that play already. I don't really want to expound on it too much.
Do you think that Jarrell being caused money had something to do with the confusion?
I don't know.
Not your typical Vic Fangio days.
He's not from the play today. What happened?
Yeah, yeah. We all
is it locked down there? Are they understanding that they might have let something out about, you know, concussions and communications, or what's going on there?
I don't know. I know that Jarrell Freeman, and for those that missed it earlier in the week, John Fox said that part of the issue in regards to communication was the fact that the guy who has the audio in his helmet from the coaching staff on the sideline is Jarrell Freeman. And he self-reported a concussion after the game, and John Fox said that that may have played a role in the disarray that took place right before the snap and clearly after the snap. And Fangio did not want to participate in any more conversation in regards to that play. He did go on to talk a lot about the guy that's going to be replacing Freeman in all likelihood in the lineup this week. That would be the second-year player out of West Virginia, Nick Kwiatkowski. He said he had all the confidence in the world in him being able to play the position at a high level. And when Vic says that, you have to believe that it's true, because if he didn't have confidence, he'd find another way to say it, and you'd know right away that he does not have confidence in Kwiatkowski. So clearly, and you guys saw Kwiatkowski during the preseason and in some of the snaps that he did play the other day. I think they feel confident that he can do the job and that there's not going to be a significant drop-off between what you saw with the starters at the inside linebacker position, including Freeman, and the guys that they've got backing up. Very different story at the receiver position, and we'll get to that probably tomorrow when we have an opportunity to see who's playing, who's in, who's out. But the key, I think, in this is the fact that, do you realize, by the way, that the Bears, I was talking to Dan Weider about this, our good friend from the Chicago Tribune, and he said the Bears, and I totally forgot this, the Bears are winless in the month of September since John Fox became the head coach of the Bears.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, they're going to try and avoid going to a 9-25 in the Fox era on Sunday. Mark Trestman, by the way, was 5-3 in September over his 2 years as Bears head coach. Let's
do an update.
Let's do an update, and I got a lot more coming up after.
Okay, I also have a question for you regarding what happened yesterday with the injury report.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It is 3:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Bowling Green. Kickoff set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The White Sox have their hitting shoes on today and then some. They're in the ninth inning at Detroit. They're pounding the Tigers 16-5. The White Sox with 23 hits on the afternoon. Avi Garcia 5-for-5, a home run, 7 RBIs. Johan Moncada, he's 4-for-4, a home run, and he has scored 5 times. And Jose Abreu has 4 hits of his own. St. Louis leading Cincinnati 5-1 in the ninth inning. In the eighth inning, Boston leading Oakland 6-1. Second inning, Arizona already in front of Colorado 5-0. Here at Wrigley tonight, the Cubs hosting the Mets. Jen Ho Sang will be on the mound making his major league debut. Cleveland goes for win number 22 in a row tonight against Kansas City, and left-handed reliever Andrew Miller comes off the DL today. Goff BMW Championship, Mark Leishman on 18 right now. He's at 9 under par. He's not going to get a course record. That's because Jim Furyk shot a 59 at Conway Farms back in 2013. Meanwhile, Jordan Spieth, he's at 6 under par. Keegan Bradley also at 6 under. He's in the clubhouse, and Phil Mickelson one shot further back, 5 under 66 on the day. Pro football, as Zach has been saying, Jordan Howard, Kyle Long, Marcus Wheaton, Josh Bellamy, and Prince Amukamara all limited for the Bears at practice today. Come out to the Gold Lot outside Wrigley Field. That's tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1:30 in the afternoon. Hang out with Maxter of Mixes and 670 The Score before the game. You'll be able to score some awesome prizes, sample Bloody Mary Mix, and talk Chicago sports. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast this evening, 6:30, for Mark Rohde's pregame show, and then the game against the Mets. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
.com.
Talking Bears with Zach Zaidman. So I know you got a lot to get to, but yesterday we got the injury report.
Yes.
And we noted, hey, look, after all the talk about Jordan Howard, he's not on the injury report. And then like 45 minutes later, new injury report, and Jordan Howard was on it with limited participation in practice. What gives?
I think they just made a mistake in the initial report, not the people that were filing it with the Bears, but I think maybe there's a whole bunch of new people in the media relations department, so maybe that name got skipped over for whatever reason. But you can't lie about that stuff because the NFL can check. They have access to...
Unless you're the Patriots.
Well, yes. But more often than not, the NFL can check the video, so you can't lie on the injury report. For example, there was an issue today. Josh Bellamy, initially we were told that he did not participate in practice today with what the team is calling an ankle injury. John Fox was asked about it and seemed confused, said he'd be fine, and he was able to complete the practice, and we're thinking, well, if he didn't participate, how did he complete the practice? Well, it turns out he was limited on the practice field, and we found that out a little bit later on. So again, maybe there are a whole bunch of new people. You know, the Bears have made a lot of changes on and off the field over
the
last couple of years.
They're posting porn on Ted Cruz's Twitter page.
I don't think that's happening.
No,
I don't believe the Bears had anything to do with that.
I don't know.
But and what are you doing checking that stuff out?
Well, it's news. Come on, Zach.
Yeah, but Dan knew about it before it was posted.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Porn machine.
Stop! Zach's trying to do a hard-hitting Bears report.
Yes, and they all are hard-hitting this season. Anyway, so the Buccaneers are loaded. You saw it last year when they lit up the Bears for a 36-10 win. You know all the weapons that they've got. Mike Evans, three straight 1,000-yard receiving seasons. They've added DeSean Jackson to the mix, and he's got 1,000 yards receiving in three out of his last four seasons. They got a tight end by the name of Cameron Bright, who had eight receiving touchdowns last year, which I think was tied for the most by tight ends in football. And then they added O.J. Howard. Jason, you know college football as well as anybody. Name the last time there was a bust at the tight end position out of Alabama. Can't do it because they're all good coming out of Alabama. Mm-hmm. So, and we haven't even gotten to the quarterback yet, and that is Jameis Winston, who had that circus play against the Bears, that 43-yard. Remember that 43-yard play, the pass play last year where it looked like he ran for 43 yards before throwing the ball, evading Bears defenders? I put together a montage of the Bears scouting the Buccaneers with some of the familiar voices that need no introduction. Here we go.
I'm seeing the same player, just he's a little bit better at everything. He's throwing the ball a little bit more accurately. He's got great pocket feel. He's very a confident player. I see an excellent quarterback. I see why he was one of the top. Well, I think he went second in that draft, or first. Yeah, I see why they took him.
He's fearless in that pocket. We got to get him uncomfortable. We can't dance around with him, give him too much time, let him make extra plays. And can't let him get too comfortable. And you got to move them around. But, you know, that's our mindset, and, you know, my mindset. You know, we can't let them comfortable. Can't let them read our defense. We can't let them just pick us apart. We got to move them around. We got to get them uncomfortable, make this a habit game for us.
Well, I mean, every week's a new test. You know, what we did last week doesn't make a hill of beans. You know, it's what we do this week. And, you know, I think there's some lessons learned. We've got some young guys, new guys to us that I think we're better for. You know, so it's about execution. You know, they definitely got a skill set. You know, they added DeSean Jackson. Evans was already a factor. You know, they added O.J. Howard, which is a, you know, 250-pound guy that runs 4.5, so he's got that kind of talent. You know, Jameis can be a problem, you know, keeping him in the pocket. He can extend downs. And we saw a couple of times that happen in our game last week. So that's an area we have to do a good job, both containing the quarterback as well as plastering in coverage when he does extend downs. So they present a lot of problems. I mean, it's that way every week. And, you know, we're on to Tampa and that challenge.
In case you're wondering, they'll be on to Cincinnati December 10th. The Bengals are actually on the schedule this year.
Yeah, on TV tonight as well.
Yes.
Against those Texans.
Exactly. Andy Dalton on the spot. So they say.
Is he still on the spot?
Apparently, he's
been on a lot of spots.
But I love the way people criticize the way Andy Dalton plays. And I understand if you're upset with the way he performs in the postseason. But don't you? The Bears would take a quarterback like Andy Dalton over the Andy Dalton era any day of the week. I mean, this guy's been good. He's been good, except
been
in the
just
postseason.
Good. Yeah, I was going to say, he's been just good enough to break your heart in the postseason.
He's the Clayton Kershaw somewhat of the postseason. Well, actually, he's not a Clayton Kershaw in the regular season. It's just the guy that struggles in the postseason.
What are you doing? One of your fellow red-haired brethren, and all of a sudden you're calling him Clayton Kershaw.
He is a handsome man.
He is not. Andy Dalton is not a handsome man.
He's got great hair.
You guys all meet somewhere. It's like you and Dalton and
not
Tim Baffo and Mike McQueary and everybody.
Tyron Matthew.
Well,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, a little Bayou dude. All right, nuggets and tidbits.
A lot of them. 18 is the magic number. The Bears are 0-13. Over the last two seasons, including the season opener last week, when the opposing team scores at least 18 points. 0-13 last 2 years.
I saw a 30-point stat as well today. I couldn't remember where I saw it, but like John Fox teams, while he's been the Bears head coach, and how few times they've scored 30 points.
Well,
astonishing.
Yeah. And keep
not really.
What do you mean? You could stumble into 30-point games at least three or four times a season.
You get a couple pick sixes, maybe.
Something.
Well, that's part of the problem is the Bears don't score defensively. And they don't use their special teams as an extra weapon. And then offensively, I mean, we can go through this. The injuries continue to stack up in terms of the... And you don't even know if the players that have been banged up could have taken that next step. But without your starting receiving core... And all the turnover that they've had at the quarterback position over the two-plus years of this regime, it makes it very difficult. And then you're going on the road. For the first time, all these new players going on the road. The Buccaneers know everything you need to know about Mike Glennon. I think you probably do, too, but they know it as well. And then over the last eight games of last season, the Buccaneers had 18 takeaways and limited opponents to 17.1 points per game. So Bears have some issues to overcome this weekend.
Zach, thank you.
Nice see you guys.
Zach Zabin brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com. Get every fourth order free. I have a baseball story for In Other News, and I also am going to have you guess about a statistic about a certain American behavior.
All right. I have killer coffee and a unfortunate post to Bama Online.
Gotcha. That's coming up in other news next on The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think the Bears are going to be better than we initially thought. I think the defense is really ready to take a step up, but I think that ultimately they don't have enough weapons on their offense. They can't close the gap. It's a talent gap, and it's just a very difficult one to overcome.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ooh. A recent FBI report revealed the average property loss from just one home break-in. Take a guess. It's $2,316. That's one burglary over $2,000. And if you add up all the burglaries, it's obviously a lot worse, talking about a total loss in the billions. And with so much to lose, you know it's as important as ever to protect your home. And you can try it now with something new and different. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe protects every door and window in your home. You get motion sensors, entry sensors, and the SimpliSafe system is completely wireless. So you can set it up yourself. You're not drilling holes in your wall or dragging wires around or trying to hide wires from room to room. And you have professional alarm monitoring around the clock ready to send police. And it's just $15 a month. With SimpliSafe, you can be sure that your home and your things are protected. Go to simplisafe.com/score. And if you do that, you get a special 10% discount when you order today. If you want the security system right away, visit your local Best Buy. You'll have your home protected by tonight. It's simplisafe.com/score for 10% off. Once again, simplisafe.com/score.
The Seattle Seahawks played their first regular season game this week in 1976. This week in 1989, the Calgary Flames became the first NHL team to play in the USSR. The Texas Rangers retired their first number, Nolan Ryan's 34, this week in 1996. This week in 1997, Mark McGwire signed with the St. Louis Cardinals for $26 million. And this week in 2000, Sammy Sosa became the second player to hit 50 or more home runs in three consecutive years, joining McGwire.
The Home Loan Expert is a direct-endorsed FHA lender. We can offer you an FHA streamlined refinance with no appraisal, no lender fees, and save you hundreds of dollars a month. If you currently have an FHA loan and you're not taking advantage of the FHA streamlined refinance, you're throwing money away. Call me now, 773-770-4727. Or you can always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're going to need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Libra, your attitude at work is more than apparent to the higher-ups. Make sure it's the right attitude. Scorpio, while times may seem a little tough, your best bet is to simply stay on course. Sagittarius, listen to your friends. What may sound risky may also be your right option. Capricorn, this week something you've been looking for will casually appear before you. Aquarius, being good with your money isn't about being selfish. It's about being smart. And Pisces, luck, travel, and good times are in the cards, but they might not last forever, so enjoy. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. We just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Win.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Computer.
Yep. We're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news.
The whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean and the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600, and all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for another news right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com, and shout out to all the people in the Facebook live chat. All right, Dan, I'll kick this one off. This from Bama Online. It is a Crimson Tide
Roll Down Tide
message board.
<Uh-oh.
laughs> The subject is freshman quarterback from Hawaii. I believe his name is Steven Tua.
Okay.
This is from Chat Town Tyler.
Put your glasses on. They're right there. Instead of leaning in, you know,
don't worry about my damn glasses, you idiot.
It's a clown.
Let me do
my
thing,
here,
you okay. Goofball. All right. So this is from Chat Town Tider. Apparently is very popular on this message board. He says, I haven't heard it mentioned. By the way, Steven Tua is from Hawaii.
Yes, yes.
I haven't heard it mentioned, so I thought I would address the elephant in the room. He seems like a smart kid, so I'm wondering how his transition to the States has been as far as communication goes. Are we Are we doing anything different, like special playbooks, or relying on signals more when he's in the game? I thought I saw him point to receivers a couple of times, and defenses might catch on to it if he's pointing to who he's going to throw the ball to. The only time I've been out of the country is when I was shipped to NAM, and I was as confused as a Yankee learning the square dance.
Does he know that Hawaii is a state?
Ladies and gentlemen, Chat Town Tider.
Wow.
He does not believe that Hawaiians speak the same language or can read English, and thinks that when you're pointing to wide receivers from under center, that means you're going to throw to that person. Don't you ever, ever tell me that fans have evolved as much as we think they have.
Someone else isn't evolving either, because last night, Max Scherzer threw 116 pitches.
Oh, Johnny Black.
In an 8-2 loss to the Braves. What in holy hell is going on?
Getting you ready.
This, according to Masson Sports, they insisted this was a necessary step in Scherzer's preparation for the playoffs.
Johnny.
That was the game plan, said manager Dusty Baker.
There it is. I wasn't joking.
Listen, that was the game plan. Wait, we wanted to take him out, but you gotta stick with the game plan.
The game plan was to throw 115 plus pitches.
We were thinking long run versus short run. After six innings, it was tied 2-2. Scherzer was effective enough, pitch count of 97, but that was never the Nationals' intention. His pitch totals of the previous six starts have been 114, 107, 100, 75, 104, and it says 10 here. I think it means 100. It said Scherzer wanted to go 110 to 120 pitches because he said, I thought it would help benefit me going forward to pitch with some extra fatigue.
Hey, man, I don't know. Dude.
It's Johnny being Johnny.
Baker said, this is Dusty. I know it looked ugly. It looked ugly to you. It looked ugly to us and the fans and everybody else.
Can't just go out there and take him out, dude.
But if you have a game plan, you want to stick with it as much and as long as you can.
I don't see the problem.
I don't even know where to begin.
Had a game plan. Stick to your game plan, Dan.
You have to stick to the game plan, even though it looked ugly to everybody. And doesn't matter.
Hey, what do you want me to do? Not like I'm the manager or something.
Jack him up.
All right. Another one of these. A woman filed a lawsuit against Starbucks after she says a cup of hot tea from the coffee giant killed her dog and scarred her for life.
Killed her dog?
It was a cup of White Sox baseball, apparently. Yeah, according to court documents, Deanna Solas Salando, Lando Calrissian, says a barista at a Denver Starbucks drive-thru.
How you doing, you old pirate?
Gave her a venti tea. Mm-hmm. Is that the big one? I'm not sure.
Yeah, venti's. Trenta's the big one, right?
I don't know.
Venti's bigger than grande.
I don't order enough. Gave her a venti tea that didn't have a heat sleeve, a double cup, or a lid that was secured.
Heat sleeve, double cup.
The woman claims hot water began spilling from the cup, melting her clothes, and burning her abdomen and thighs. The lawsuit alleges that Solas Solando's dog, who jumped on her lap during the incident, was also burned and died shortly after being treated at an animal hospital. Solas Solando said she needed surgery and skin grafts for her severe burns.
She might have something here.
They got the pictures right here for you, too. The lawsuit claims that Starbucks had been warned before about serving dangerously hot drinks without sleeves or secured lids. Starbucks says they are innocent. The company said in a statement that it was sympathetic to Solas Solando's injuries, but that video evidence contradicts her claims. Quote, we have video evidence that clearly contradicts the claims made by the plaintiff and believe they are without merit. We look forward to presenting our case in court. Hot coffee protections became industry standard after a landmark case in 94 when a New Mexico woman sued McDonald's for serving her coffee so hot it melted her cup and nearly killed her. She was awarded nearly $2.9 million, though state laws capped the award to $640,000. So ladies and gentlemen out there, be very careful when you're getting that morning order of Joe from Starbucks because you might have a dead dog on your hands.
And if you have a cat, go to Starbucks immediately, specifically that one.
People still own cats?
I hope not.
Okay.
Take a guess, Jason.
All right.
There was a survey recently done of over 2,000 Americans. How many in 10 still adults,
okay,
American adults, sleep with a teddy bear at night?
We just did this with the dog thing, so... American adults, teddy bears at night. There are a lot of lonely women and men out there. Can I go 3 out of 10?
The answer is 4. Yeah. However, this study was commissioned by Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Of course.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
But they say that 40%, to more than half the survey participants indicated they currently owned a stuffed animal. 40% indicate the toy joins them at bedtime, and many of those bears are the same bears kept from childhood. This is the Brandon McCarthy thing,
right.
Which, you know, and my kid still has Blue Bear.
In his bed?
Oh, wait, I told you, he's got 3 of them.
In his bed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, his bed has, like, he has started, there were stuffed animals in his bed. It's like, now he does it to taunt me.
It's an audience now.
Or, yeah, it is, but, like, now he'll taunt me, and I'll say, like, he'll go on like a class trip. I said, just don't get a stuffed animal. But whatever you do, please.
He's purchased. He's like, I got to get to the gift shop.
So he remembers you. He trolls me now.
Of course.
And he will always say, hey, I did what you said, and I got a stuffed animal.
Do you cut off a head or a leg every once in a while?
No, it's fine. It's harmless. But sometimes, like, there was a time when he was, like, 8 where you couldn't find him in the bed. Because it was all...
They were all the same size.
He had like a great white shark that was 4 feet long. And
he likes soft things. Yeah, I can dig
just,
it.
He loves, you know...
Yeah, I can dig it.
But but Bibu, the Blue Bear...
Still around.
And because of damn Brandon McCarthy bragging about how he's got his first childhood bear, the whole thing. And Jay's like, well, if it's good enough for him, why can't I have one? Well, okay, whatever.
You made me think of something I hadn't thought of in a very long time. I dated this girl... who was an Inglewood resident, and I didn't know I was going into Inglewood every time I went over her crib. And it would be like, you know, 2 in the morning.
She had this adorable gun she slept with.
Well, this is the thing. I'd pull up to her apartment, I'd walk in, and she had a mattress on the floor, right? Mm-hmm. No furniture.
Was it a futon?
No, it's just a mattress.
Okay.
No box spring, just a mattress on the floor. No headboard, no footboard, but it was surrounded by stuffed animals.
Okay.
Like Dan, I'm not joking, like 40 stuffed animals sitting up surrounding the bed.
Like looking outward?
No, like looking into the bed.
Oh, that would get a little awkward.
And I asked her, I'm like, you know, I like an audience as much as the next guy, mm-hmm. but we're going to have to turn some of these joints around.
Him, right, and him.
Right.
Definitely that one.
The toy banana is starting to freak me out. Like, be careful here. But yeah, the stuffed animals in the bed thing, I never really had one as a kid. I never, I don't think I did, unless my mom, like.
I had a gingerbread man named Jimmy. And then, like, all his...
Jimmy G buckets. Well,
G stands for get. But what happened was, like, his little button eyes fell off, and then his nose fell off, and he looked like he...
It was just a ginger man.
Right.
No, it was...
Just a broken-down ginger crackhead.
He looked like he had leprosy.
One of Zach's people.
He looked like he had leprosy.
Yeah.
It was like ginger leper.
They start to stink and right. Like, you know...
Oh, God. We had the Bibu washing... I told you, we had to buy 3 of them to cycle them in and out and make sure they were clean because it got so gross.
Does Juju have anything that she needs with her?
No, like she's still in that stage where it's like, you know, I have 10,000 toys and this one's my favorite at this moment right now,
okay.
But not one go-to at the moment.
Not like something to calm her?
Usually, lately it's been fairy tales. We have her book of fairy tales and that's it. She's usually good to go.
It doesn't snuggle? Like, does it have to have something like to...
Louis Robert's Instagram stories?
You know? she's got like an Anna and Elsa like pillow toys. Okay. But she doesn't even sleep with them. You're like once in a while, she's like, oh, I love it. It's my favorite toy.
Yeah.
And then like you don't see it again for a week.
Right. Bye, toy.
Yeah, see you later, toy. Right. All right, that's it's on. Time for us to talk.
No, it's not. It's on. That's another news.
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm half
you're a bit
in the bag.
Straight.
I apologize. All right, 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
Line up
right now.
Here we go.
Jamie Eisenberg will help you with your awful fantasy football team. You lost week 1. You're thinking about the waiver wire. You're thinking about trades. Your toughest decision. decision that you have to make. We don't need to know your whole damn roster. We don't need to know your team name like you did last week. Jamie Eisenberg has your answers right now. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Your toughest decision also at 67011. We'll get some of the Twitter submissions as well. Jamie Eisenberg helping you out with your fantasy football team next right here on 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Get ready for game day with Bears Fridays on The Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game, featuring Brad Biggs, Joe Fortenball, Jeff Joniak, Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell, Olin Krutz, and more. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss Bears Friday. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Talking about having a teddy bear in bed. You know what's more important than anything? Your sheets matter. Don't scoff. Don't say, oh, sheets are just sheets. No, they're not. And you learn that once you understand and experience real luxury sheets. And maybe you haven't done it before because you don't know how to do it. Well, it doesn't get any easier than brooklinen.com. Brooklinen was founded in 2014 by a husband and wife team. And their philosophy was that people deserve simple and beautiful home essentials without the luxury price. They actually slept on some sheets in a hotel and said, oh, these are great. Let's get these. And then when they actually tried to find out how to get them, they couldn't believe how expensive they were and all the difficulty in getting them. So they figured they would just start their own company. And they did. And they cut out all the unnecessary markups and the manufacturing waste in order to offer exquisite designs, exceptional savings across their collection. It's luxury bedding, and it's dramatically underpriced. I love mine, and you will try these, and you will love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer.